You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. Super honored and excited for today's guests. Brian and Shannon Miles are the co-founder and co-chairman of Belay, a U.S.-based virtual assistant staffing company that provides remote assistance to business leaders from all sectors. Now in business for 10 years, the married couple have found a way to balance life, family, business, to become leaders in their workspace and generating over $100 million in revenue in the past 3 years. Today's talk, we're going to dive in with them on some insights on what is a virtual assistant, why you might need one, and how to grow a business from an idea into a national juggernaut. And while we talk, you guys are going to be able to learn some really cool things on how you can be more optimized while working from home, something that might be new to many of the people watching this, but not to Brian and Shannon and Belay. So I want to welcome you guys today to Making Bank.
We just thought, man, what if we could take what works so well about this situation and what we've seen not work well with other organizations and create a company where virtual assistants could be available to people who would have never otherwise tapped into it.
Right.
So that's where we settled on the concept in the summer of that year, got our, you know, corporate ducks in a row, and October 1st, gave notice to our employers that we were going to quit our jobs.
Within about an hour of each other.
And start this business. We cashed in our 401ks and took huge pay cuts and went all in, like all the chips on the table by the end of that year.
Where we were just kind of desperate to make a change happen. You know, I just, for several reasons. One, my kids didn't know me very well. I just was murdering myself for the benefit of some other business owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know? Yeah.
Like we needed to be doing something else, you know, for the benefit of our own family. And I totally respect when people jump. I mean, it was just, for us, it was a necessity. We had to give it a shot. And we believed we had a good idea based on the 4-hour work week that had come out about a year before. We knew that that pointed to only overseas solutions. And we wanted to create a domestic solution that was US based. And, you know, we just felt like we had a good opportunity ahead of us. Yeah. And it's turned out to be a very great opportunity.
For better or worse, we're very different people, like different skill sets, different giftings, different personalities, different communication styles. And so fortunately, we've been married long enough to kind of navigate, like, I'm not going to try to make you me. I don't want to be you, you know.
And right.
So we were able to apply that into the business. And it's not to say we didn't like hit bumps in the road or disagree on things, but I think the uniqueness of our personalities really, I think, benefited building the organization.
We had to get out of the way of ourselves as leaders and really delegate to other people. And through an iterative process of doing that over and over and over again, we were able to hand off the reins of our business to our CEO, who now runs it. And we stepped out of the CEO role and into a co-chair and co-founder capacity. We've invested very heavily in our account management for our business. So before you ever get to know your virtual assistant, you're getting to know your account manager.
Okay. Basically.
And then that person walks alongside as a trusted advisor with our clients saying, hey, this is how our other clients do it. Here's the tools and resources they use. You know, hey, you know, you've listed these things. What does that actually mean? And kind of mapping out kind of the day-to-day and what the tools and resources are that we'll have to deploy with that virtual assistant.
Way back when we first started, I mentioned Brian had an assistant in Charlotte, right?
Right.
She came on to work with us for 5 hours a week. And through the process of our organization growing, us, you know, methodically turning things over to her and additional members of the team that we brought on, and being really intentional in leadership development, and not just seeing her as a virtual assistant, but as a partner in the business that would grow as we grew, she's who our CEO is now. Like, she became...
Wow.
Organization. And I know that seems like an extreme case probably, but we've just seen time and time again with our clients that if they don't just view the assistant as an assistant, if they view working with an assistant as a means to replace themselves and take the lid off of their own leadership, that assistant probably has way more potential than you would normally think of.
The first thing is the recognition for anybody that if you have an office, it's really just a physical building. That doesn't make culture.
Right.
What culture is shared vision. And so that happens whether you're in an office or at home. And we just encourage owners to start thinking, business owners especially, that maybe own a facility or lease a facility, to start thinking through the lens of like, oh, your company can actually grow and have a meaningful culture without an office, because a business in an office doesn't make it happen. I wrote this book called actually Virtual Culture.
Oh, sweet.
It's essentially our playbook for how we created our company culture. It's not the playbook. It's just our playbook.
And right.
Really practical things in there about how to be intentional as a leadership team and with your company to build meaningful connections so that people really want to work from home and have these really great communication tools to be able to do that. And so I'd say the first thing is the recognition that an office doesn't make culture. Shared vision is the thing that really drives and motivates folks.
This was the hardest way to start working from home for so many people.
Forced.
You wouldn't also be homeschooling your kids.
Right.
You wouldn't also have your preschoolers home with you. They would be in daycare or have some other accommodation. So I think to say, I'm skeptical about this work from home thing because I'm just not really sure about the productivity. Like, this was the worst way to do it. But yeah. It is going to be a thing that we continue on as business owners. And I think it should be. There are definitely some really practical ways that your team can start blocking their time, that you can set, like Brian said, really clear expectations.
I think trust is like the hidden gem in all this, because we, you know, like the old school, like, command leader, you know, that says like, you know, do as I say, I'm going to watch you, I'm going to put you in a cubicle, you know, that's all well and good. But you say to somebody, listen, you're going to go home and you're going to produce the result that we ask of you, and I'm going to trust you to accomplish that. That speaks volumes to employees in ways that you will have a very loyal base of employees. Belay, the name, it comes from this meaningful rock climbing term, and I'm a mountain climber, so I actually know what it means. But when you're belay, you're basically an organization. We're a support role to the climber and the client. We're there to support the climber as they climb higher, and it's a meaningful thing. Like we're in a just a support capacity as they navigate risk and they try and grow the organization.
Cool, super awesome, guys. I hope you guys are really taking notes, paying attention, listening to what Brian and Shannon are talking about, and go back, if not rewind, listen and watch this again. There's a lot of different insights that they've placed throughout this interview, just talking about how you can best utilize, whether it's a virtual assistant through them, whether it's maybe your team is now having to work virtually based on the current situation and everything. Maybe even, you know, grab Brian's book, I am, and it's going to be loaded full, I think, of great ideas and tips and strategies and ways that you can help best implement and move your business forward in, you know, today's climate and everything. So Brian and Shannon, really appreciate your time today coming on Making Bank, and just an honor to have you on today's show.
Thank you so much for having
us.
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.